Yo, 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 what up with it? What's going on with my people? What's going on? What's going on with my people out there on the internet? What's up with y'all, man? You are now tuned in to Sports with Trek and Chubby. We about to get this popping real quick up in here. Wait till the gang come up in here. But for now, we just going to talk about the colleges that if you want to go to the NFL, these colleges is it. This is it. So I got a slide working for y'all today. I'm going to get that pulled up real quick. Don't matter how big I am. Let me get my news where they get me a little bit bigger up in there. All right. So first off, if you want to go to a good college, believe it or not, Georgia is in at number 10. Why is that? Georgia has 371 guys that's in the league right now. As of right now, could be more. You know, it's not including this year's draft class. I could have did when they hit and did that. 371. Some of the past guys, right, that was in there since Kirby Smart was in there in 2023, came in at 2017, 55 players selected, 15 in the first round. It's the most selections in one draft since 1994. 15 players. In 2022 alone, that was that draft right there. Now, if you want to go into some other guys, you know, some famous kind of Georgia Bulldogs, looking at Hines Ward, AJ Green, Matthew Stafford, Justin Harrison, George Pickens, Champ Bailey, those kind of guys went to Georgia. So if you're looking to get into the league, that's most definitely one of the schools you want to go to is Georgia. All right. That's one. Let's keep it moving. Let's go to the next one. Get to the next one out here, right? So the next school is Florida. Florida Gators. Give it up for them Gators, man. 372 total draft picks, man. When you're thinking about some of the famous Florida Gators who were drafted, I mean, you're looking at names like Emmitt Smith, Fred Taylor, Joe Hayden, Javon Curse. I know y'all remember Javon Curse. Ooh, he was a beast. Kyle Pitts right now, and that's playing for the Atlanta Falcons. Kadarius Toney. Come on, man. You know, playing for the Chiefs. Fast guy. You know what I'm saying? Anthony Richardson right now up there with the Colts. Putting in that work. You know? Come on, man. We got it. There's a lot of guys that's been drafted by Florida. I mean, you got Channing Tatum. He's one of the famous guys. He's on the Pivot podcast right now with Ryan Clark and Fred Taylor. Fred Taylor also went down there. Man, listen. Cam Newton also went there. Tim Tebow. The list goes on and on. Percy Harvin. This is one of those schools right here. Most definitely, if you want to go to the league, they always looking at some Gators. I don't care what their record is. It's a fact. It's a fact. They most... So that's one of the biggest schools and one of the most. The next one we got up, the LSU Tigers, 375, man, 375 guys. So they sitting at number 8 on the board right now. Now, I wanted to share this with some people who may not know this, and it may reach a college student or two. If you want to go to the league, these are the schools that the NFL like to look at. Because most of the guys that come from some of these colleges come in NFL ready. Now, it's not to say that if you work hard and other schools won't pick you up. But, hey, this is my list. This is what I got going on. So 375 guys picked up out of LSU. When you get this thinking something off top for me, I'm thinking like Joe Burrow. Obviously, you see Jamar Chase, Jamarcus Russell. That was back then. I mean, call it what you want, but in college, he was balling, right? You know what I mean? Billy Cohen, Old Higgs, guys, the Honey Badger. Come on, man. The Honey Badger. Come on, Tyrann Mathieu. I know y'all know who the Honey Badger is. Straight up went crazy out there. Patrick Peterson. He was just with the Pittsburgh Steelers. He played a great role up there, too, for us. You know what I mean? He just was more like a mentor role in his last years. I hope we pick him back up. Daniel Hunter. Right now, I don't know if y'all know, for the Vikings, was going crazy. Put up amazing stats up there. You know, so when you get to thinking of some of those guys, Jamal Adams, I know y'all know who Adams is. Jalen Daniels right now about Washington, although he did go to Arizona at first. But yeah, LSU going, they got the Heisman Trophy from him that Arizona probably should have. You could say that, but yeah, he most definitely got it. All right, next school, Penn State. Yes, believe it or not, Penn State is up on this list, and it is one of the biggest schools that you need to go to if you're trying to go to the league. Most definitely, 381 guys have been picked up out of Penn State. Now, they got, when you get to thinking about some of the Hall of Famers, go way, way back. Jack Ham. No, you know who Jack Ham is. Played for the, yeah. So that's how I know who it is, all right? You ain't got to be perfect with it. But this is definitely one of them schools. So you got Olufashinu. I hope I pronounced his name right, because I'm horrible with last names. First round guys, you got Kenju Carter, Courtney Brown, the defensive end, Saquon Barkley. And you got like Blair Thomas, LeVar Arrington, Franco Harris, these guys like that. It's very prestigious up there at Penn State, and they know what they're doing. They'll definitely get you ready, but this is another one of them schools. And Penn State lands at number 7 on this list. Now, number 6 is next, so let me get ready for that one. Number 6 is Alabama. 401 guys have been picked up from Alabama, man. That is crazy, right? And look, we all know that Kellen DeBoer is there now, and our Nick Saban is gone. You know what I'm saying? Much respect to Nick Saban. But that doesn't mean that Kellen DeBoer still won't get some of the top cat talents. And that's not going to stop NFL scouts from wanting to go to Alabama, because they have these places of naming, have the sports facilities. They have the medicines. They have the staff that's going to get you ready. All the machines you need, whatever that is, cryo chambers, so forth and so on. These schools have that top-notch equipment, the best training facilities that you could imagine. All these schools I'm naming, all right? And Alabama, we know they most definitely got one, all right? So when you think of some of those guys who came from Alabama most recently, you got like Jalen Waddle, Patrick Surtain the second, Devonta Smith, Slim Reaper, Mac Jones. Say what you want about him being a Patriot, but when he was up at Alabama, he was definitely putting in that work. Alex Leatherwood, like, come on, man. Big old offensive lineman guys, defensive lineman guys, Najee Harris over there, J.C. Latham, Julio Jones, Johnny Gibbs, Derrick Henry, Amari Cooper, Sean Alexander. Oh, we just keep going on and on and on out of the dogs that came from Alabama. And if you're a dog and you're trying to go to the league, Alabama should be on your list, regardless if Nick Saban's there. It's Alabama, dog. Like, what are we talking about? Yes, Michigan is on this list. 401. I could have put them right behind Alabama, but they're tied with Alabama. 401 guys in the league and picked up. Now, it's cold up in Michigan. Grant that. It's very cold, but the training facilities is next to none. If you haven't even checked it out, you could check it out yourself. I believe Destroying had it on his channel when he went on a tour of Michigan. But look, the campus is great. The fan base is great. The coaching up there, Sharon Moore, he's a great coach. They got a great staff going on up there. I think Sharon Moore needs more praise for the things that he has done up there alone. Like, come on. Like, what are we talking about? Sharon Moore, he gets it in. He goes hard. And listen, did some of the guys who came up out of there, we talking most recent, like Aiden Hutchinson, J.J. McCarthy, like, don't forget. Now, Charles Woodson, some people say he may be the greatest cornerback ever. You get some Charles Woodson fans arguing. They'll go back and forth, and they'll say, some say Deion Sanders. Some will say, no, Charles Woodson got it. But then you get some OGs talking. They'll go way back up on you, and they'll pull out some other names that I can't name. Let me just keep it a buck with y'all. All right? But, man, listen. You got Steve Hutchinson, man. You got Desmond Howard. Jake Long came up out of there. Ty Law. Man, Michigan is another one of prestigious schools. And if you want to go to the league, Michigan is it. You heard? Let's go. Next up, yeah, boy, the Oklahoma Sooners. Yes, sir. They have 414 guys in the league as it stands right now. And you thinking to yourself, they just came out of the Big 12. Well, they was one of the Big 12 big dogs. The Sooners, that's just what it is. Like, I mean, Phil Loholt was over there with those guys. He is now over at Colorado, which he trained a lot of these offensive linemen that went up there. But when you think of some of the picks, let me give y'all some guys. And I might have to go back to like the 1980s. You talk about Billy Simpson, like that name right there. It probably triggers some guys like, oh, Billy Simpson. Yeah, but you talking about Baker Mayfield, Sam Bradford, Bondsworth, linebacker, C.D. Lamb, Kyler Murray, Adrian Peterson, Roy Williams, Trent Williams, Jalen Hurts, Ramondre Stevenson. Listen, man, the list goes on. The Sooners definitely put some talent in the league, and they some of our favorites that's in the NFL. But you probably ain't know that, but you know that now, because I'm letting you know 414 guys is in the league from the Oklahoma Sooners. So if you want to go to the league, this is another one of those schools. And they land at number 4 on the list with the most people in the league. So let's go. Next up, we got Ohio State. Y'all know about them Buckeyes. Now, if you up here where I'm at right now, then you already know the Buckeyes and how they're giving it up, how prestigious this program is. And just, they got 39 first-rounders coming up out of Ohio State. That is a ridiculous number, man. A ridiculous number. You hear me? Like, you like, what's going on? So you remember A.J. Hawk? Y'all know who A.J. Hawk is. Come on, man. Santonio Holmes caught the pass from Big Pen to touch the toe touch in the end zone touchdown when we beat the Cardinals in the Super Bowl. You know what I'm talking about, dog. Like, come on, man. Like, Nick Manigault, he was one of the most famous offensive linemen that you know. Big Joey Bosa, Big Nick Bosa, Freak Zeke. Ezekiel Elliott, when he came in the league, you cannot say that he just ran like his mouth was foaming. Like, there was no fair button on him. Like, Ezekiel Elliott, he'll always be remembered for the first couple years in Dallas, but he ran like that all the time up at Ohio State, dog. Eli Apple came out of there, Orlando Pace, CJ Stroud, Chris Carter, Eddie George, Nick Bosa, Marvin Harrison Jr. What are we talking about, man? Some of the greatest players. And they got 485 guys in the league. Ohio State is definitely one of them schools to be looked at. And it's most definitely on this list, man. I just had to point that out real quick. Let me keep it moving, man. Yes, USC is number 2. USC is number 2. 523 guys in the league from USC. Now, things may not be going so good right now for Lincoln Riley and USC. But guess what? This school is prestigious. Has a very big background of guys. So many guys that I can't even name all of them. So I'm not even going to try to name all the guys. I'll give y'all some. We know some of the favorites. I mean, some of the fan favorites, history favorites, Hall of Fame guys went to USC. So when you go there and you put that Trojan on your helmet, it says so much more when you put that golden Trojan on your helmet, when you're wearing that maroon and gold, when you step in California and you're playing for the Trojans. All right. Now, only 2 schools have over 500 players to the NFL. There's only 2. That's it. USC and the next one. And you probably know who it is if you're a historian. But this is just for the people. This is a nice, fun video for the guys and everybody that want to come in and you want to talk some more. But listen, so you got Drake London, Jordan Addison. Even though he came from Pitt, he did technically get drafted from SC, but he spent most of his majority of the years at Pitt. All right. Then you got Amara St. Brown. His dad was a bodybuilder. He's up out of Detroit right now. Freak. Now, but we know the first overall pick, guys. What you got it, your favorite, number 1. We know now his pass is his pass, but his play on the field was like no other. O.J. Simpson, Keyshawn Johnson went there. He was good in college. Say what you want about him being a diva in the NFL, but in college he was putting in that work. Carson Palmer. I like Carson Palmer. I remember he was in our division. We heard him. But Carson Palmer had the Bengals looking unstoppable. Ricky Bell. Ron Yore, Reggie Bush, my favorite. Reggie Bush is one of my favorite college players of all time. Like, you can look at that. You go way, way back. We talking Marcus Allen, Lynn Swan, Junior Seau, Caleb Williams came from there technically. So the list is just so big. It's like, and some people get afraid to walk in those shadows. Are you scared to walk in those shadows? I don't know. But I'm telling you, SC is definitely one of them schools. Let's go. Last but not least, number one on the list. Yes, it is the Notre Dame Fighting Irish. They are independent, but they are a Power Five school because they get some of the best talent ever. They develop guys. I mean, we done seen some of the, every time we turn around, it's like what they're like a linebacker factory, tight end factory. You know, you always getting a decent tight end from that come from Notre Dame. You're always getting a decent linebacker to come from Notre Dame, right? I even think Audric Esterman, I think he might put in some work if I pronounce his name right, but I'm wrong with that. But they got 525, the most guys in the league as of right now. So they've been like, so it's just, it's crazy. I mean, you got to think Joe Montana went there, Tim Brown, first, or these like first round picks. Joe Theismann, I think his name, Jerome Big Bus Bettis went from the Bird. Yes, he went to Notre Dame. I know a lot of people know that. If you're a Bus fan, you got to know that, right? But you thinking like offensive lineman, Zach Martin went there. Like Claypool, he went there. Chase Claypool went there. Even though when he played for us, he had stone hands dropping everything. Joe Oat just was drafted. He's one of the newest guys. Notre Dame has a long list of line of guys that's in the NFL. And not only did the guys from Notre Dame go to the NFL, but they produced. Now, whether they were contributors in the NFL or superstars, but they always produced. Like I can say for the least, like they were at least an impact player that on the team. So Notre Dame is definitely number one on this list, man. And look, I had to give it to y'all real quick. I had to jump up on here real quick and kick it with y'all, man. But I wonder who's out there watching right now. Let me know who out there watching me. It's only a few, you know what I mean? But I appreciate y'all coming through and kicking it, drop the link and everything so we could talk. If y'all want to come in, y'all come in. If not, then I'm about to be up off here, man. But y'all know what time it is with me. Try to get chubby, dog. What up? What up with y'all, man? So how y'all like my list, man? How y'all like my list? I know y'all are a couple people out there. You know what I'm saying? I got I think Georgia's number 10, obviously. This isn't my list. This is a list that I've looked up and I researched. But Georgia is in there, obviously. But I thought Georgia had the most picks, honestly. They're about to be climbing up there. The list is real close. And SC, I think, is going to fall back. I think Notre Dame might keep that up. Ohio State got some room to go. So doesn't Georgia. They're probably like 100. They're literally almost 100 behind Notre Dame, dog. I had no idea that Notre Dame put that many guys in the league. So that's why it's always cool and dope to do your research and to know the past about some of these programs and everything, because you'll find out so much stuff. And I think it's dope to know all that, man. But I had fun kicking it with y'all for these couple minutes to come in here and drop a video. Give y'all a chance to come in here and talk to me if y'all wanted to, whatever else. But look, man, y'all know how I'm giving it up out here, man. Y'all make sure that y'all come through tomorrow, 8 p.m. Be there, man. It's the fans' point of view. Me and Shag going to come in. We got some dope topics to talk about. It's going to be sick. It's going to be lit. Y'all already know we got the all-time linebacker list. So we probably going to go through every team in the NFL with linebackers. Probably going to give y'all those, give y'all our choices. But we got some other topics to talk about, too, before we get into that. And it's going to take us some time to get through that list. So y'all make sure that y'all come through and y'all kick it with us, man. I appreciate y'all as always, man. Make sure y'all hit that like button. Y'all share the content, man. You know, because I be out here working, getting out of work, coming in. Coming, going from practice, coming in, being the husband, coming in, doing whatever, man. But we all out here working. Shout out to the gang, Rawhide, Alpha Brew, JB. Who am I forgetting, man? I cannot forget Law Dog, you know what I'm saying, out there. Shed, South Coast Kane, Coach Hayes, my man DP, all of y'all up out there, man. I appreciate y'all for supporting me and the women too, LMV, Katie, Rose's Day. Don't let me forget nobody. How could I forget her name? I can't believe I forgot. Really Flaw, all of y'all up out there, man. I appreciate y'all, gang. Y'all keep on working, man. Thank y'all for coming through and supporting me, man. But y'all know how I'm giving it up. Peace.
Want to see Truck and Chubby live and co-host Shad? Tune in at Fans Point of View. Saturday, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, 3:30 p.m. Pacific Time. But in the meantime, in between time, enjoy the content. Don't forget to hit your notification bell for all updates. Thank you for watching.